Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How did you come out of the game health-wise?
Yeah, I think pretty good. Nothing really new to report at this point. Still a little bit of evaluation to take place yet on a couple guys, but overall pretty good.
Let me ask you this, Coach. I got it in a little bit yesterday. You answered a little bit of it. I've really been impressed with the play of Christian Benford. How significant has his jump to being one of the most respected corners in the league helped this team this year?
Well, it's been big for us. His play week to week, his ability to continue to improve. It's been important. I mean, you know, the corner is a valued position around the NFL, and Christian's done a real nice job for us this season.
And my last question to you, and I have to phrase this the right way, is this your best regular season coaching job in your 8 years here? Do you believe this is your best?
I don't know. I mean, I think our staff, I would say this, I think our staff has done a phenomenal job. I was asked a question yesterday after the game, how we were questioned going into the season and what the Bills were going to be. Is this going to be a kind of a rebuild year or what have you? And I think our coaching staff's done a phenomenal job of developing, getting the players to fit into the systems and the systems built around the player strengths, and week to week managing some of the injuries as well. And so I give the credit to them more so than anything.
You mentioned yesterday after the game, the idea of, hey, you have options next week in New England against the Patriots, and that you had to talk with Brandon and Terry. Has there been any kind of further clarity from you going forward into Patriots in that kind of rest versus rust debate, so to speak?
Yeah, there has. What we're going to do is you'll see some starters out there playing, and you'll see some other players who we want to take a good look at. So it'll be a blend of both. In Josh's case, one of the things that we know is very, very important to him is his consecutive starts streak, if you will. And it's important to him for a great reason. He wants to be out there with his teammates. And so he will be out there for a very, very short lived amount of time. And then he'll be off rather quickly there. So other than that, I could promise you that it's going to be a blend of guys who are normally out there and then a mix of some guys who we want to take a look at as well.
Kind of jumping off what you just mentioned about that, giving guys options, how big has that been for a guy like Tyrell Shavers? He had a first career catch, first career touchdown. But after the game, to hear what Keon and Khalil were talking about, kind of giving him his flowers, based off of all the work he's put in the practice squad.
Yeah, giving him his flowers. I love that. That's a popular saying these days, right? And rightfully so. I mean, Shaves he's worked his butt off. He's been resilient. Earlier in the year, I think he was up a game or two, and then we brought up Jalen Virgil a couple games, and there sat Shaves, and he didn't mope. He didn't complain. Of course, he just wanted to know why, and he's done a phenomenal job and just a great example of what a great person he is, what a great teammate he is. And when you work hard and you're a good person, good things happen. And that was great to see yesterday. I think you guys saw the reaction of our team when that happened. And it was just awesome to watch.
And last question I got for you is, you mentioned about, obviously getting guys reps. Is that, For an injured secondary or a secondary that struggled with some injuries in the last couple of weeks, is it important for them to get game reps, this week ahead of the playoffs? Like, Rasul obviously played yesterday, but him missing a couple games leading up, is it important for them to get games, live game reps against the Patriots, or is that not something you guys really think about?
No, it is. We try and factor in as much as we can into every decision. DeMar hopefully will be coming back. We'll see how that goes, and getting him some run there this week would be important for us. It's just one guy, you know, that's been out. And then Curtis Samuel, we'll see where his situation is this week, and hopefully he can get back and get some reps as well. So, we're looking at everything.
Any chance we see Micah Hyde Sunday?
No.
No? No chance. Okay.
I mean, you'll see him. He'll be on the sideline, though, standing next to me.
Okay. Very good. That's fair enough. How, locking up the two seed and kind of, I don't want to say you're not going to prepare for the Patriots because that's disrespecting them, but how much does that help your scouting department start to prepare for the postseason now?
Right. No, it's important. We want to win this game. There's no doubt, Josh, at the same time, try and get a little bit of rest. That's the obvious. And then also try and prepare a little bit if we can forecast a little bit who we might play. So it'll be a week that's focused on New England, but also moving our team forward as well.
This might be a better question for Brandon, but how much did you know about Mac Hollins when you guys were pursuing him in free agency, like the off the field stuff, the in the building stuff? Cause it seems from the outside looking in, he's kind of found a way to touch so many people in the building in so many different ways. I mean, Tyrell Shavers was talking about just the early morning example he's been to him, getting him in the building week in and week out, every day, work while you wait kind of stuff. Like, it's impressive to see the impact he's made in the building. How much did you know about him, that part of it, when you guys were pursuing him in free agency?
Well, I think we knew some of it. And I don't want to speak for Brandon. Like you said, you can ask Brandon. I knew some of it, but I don't think you ever really know to what extent how far it really goes, right? Is some of his isms, I'll call them, right? Some of his things that he does. Last night I'm back here in the facility, in the training facility that is, and there he is on the, underwater treadmill, getting himself, cooled down or kind of ramped down. And, he's just such a routine guy and habits, and some of the things you're talking about with Shaves. I know they have, a routine in the morning, early morning hours as well. And, he's, some may call him different. Some may call him, very process based. It's whatever he does, man. He is passionate about it, and I respect that. And he has, to your point, Matt, he has had a huge impact on our team. Let's just say, at a minimum, from an energy standpoint. I mean, you watch the game yesterday. We're first drive. I think we're, second 11 plus, third 11 plus, whatever it was. And who does the ball go to? But Mac Hollins on a great catch. I think he had two key catches on that drive, in fact. And he's out there cheering on the defense and special teams. You'll see him play from time to time. And, a tremendous teammate, a tremendous person to have around day in and day out here.
And I'm sure you broke down all of his catches on tape, but did you catch the train dance or whatever that was after Keon Coleman's touchdown?
No, I didn't see that. You want to do that for us?
No, I don't want to do it for you, but I'm pretty sure our buddy AJ Feldman posted the video, so I'm sure Derek can show you. Thanks,
maybe,
Sean.
Maybe AJ could do that for us.
Hey, Coach, you guys lead the league right now in turnover margin at plus 23. If you finish with that or better, you're going to be the first team to have a plus 23 or better turnover margin since the Patriots did it in 2012. That's more than a decade. Why is that number so important to what you guys do and how you operate as a team?
Well, we believe in not beating ourselves, right? So that is important. There's very few, if any, stats that correlate more with winning or losing, for that matter. So it's a week-to-week thing, Matty. It really is. We don't take it for granted. Our offense works on it. Our special teams work on it. Defensively, the same way. And then, on the defensive side of the special teams units, trying to take the ball away And then our players do a great job. It's one thing to work it, but to carry it from practice into the game with that type of mindset is, that's what it is, in fact. It's a mindset. So we've done a phenomenal job of it. Josh has led the effort on the offensive side of the ball and been very intentional about making great decisions this year.
When talking about the fact that it's a mindset, is there anything that's impressed you most about having that type of mindset through the entire regular season?
Yeah, probably the consistency, really, because it can kind of ebb and flow. And we've had a couple, games where it has done that, but the coaches, that's really where it starts. Joe Brady, Bobby, Matthew Smiley have done a great job of emphasizing it, and that's really the start of it. Usually, if you're emphasizing it, you got a chance to get it. So.
We were both in high school when the last time the Bills went undefeated at home. I mean, how proud as a coach, with the staff that you have, are you going undefeated at home?
Oh, that's huge. I mean, we talk about it as one of our goals. I think Josh mentioned it yesterday after the game about we phrase it in the way of defending our dirt. And we kind of position it as, hey, we put a lot of time and effort and blood, sweat, and tears into practicing in the spring, training camp, going up to Rochester, coming back here in training camp. And then, we practice on the game field, and there's a lot of sacrifices that are made, not just at the player level, but the staff level, and then, their families as well. And so we take a lot of pride in playing at home, and then our fans are phenomenal. The connection, as I've said before, with this team and our fan base, it is unique. It is special. And to be 8-0 in front of our fans is it means a lot. It really does for us as a team. And so we're looking forward to trying to continue that as we move through the playoffs here.
It was early in the season with the chatter and all that, saying that the window was closed and yada, yada, yada. With so much turnover on this roster, Coach, what has been the key ingredient? I know we can easily say 17, right? But from a coaching perspective, what has this team in contention right now?
Well, I think, two things, and both are people related. One is the players have bought into each other. The DNA that they have, and getting to know one another, hanging out with one another. I think that's huge, and that love that they've built with one another and enjoying being around each other. And then the second thing is, I think the coaching staff has done a phenomenal job of taking what they have and developing it or shifting pieces around when there's been a gap week to week with a player or two out. So I really applaud them for the work that they've done week in and week out here.
I thought you was going to say catapult thunder football. You keep that in the background a lot. So I probably thought that was a little bit of an ingredient as well. But, well said there. But four sacks, two interceptions, a forced fumble, man. How key was flipping the field, which led to A.J. Epenesa's safety there?
That was huge. When you look at the third quarter or so of the game, there was three possessions right there plus that started – in Jets territory for our offense. And that was a result of the defense and some of the takeaways and then the punt return by Brandon and our punt return unit. And then it was bang, 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 and kind of the floodgates were open there. So our offense capitalized. And you go back to the start of the game, we took the ball because we were hearing a lot of the weather was going to change in the second half. And so we took the ball in the first half, and our offense did a great job going down and possessing the ball and scoring and getting a seven right there. So that was huge as well.
Tyrell Shavers, going into this week when so many guys are going to get an opportunity and you get a moment, how is that maybe an example of putting in the work, making the most of your opportunity when it appears?
I mean, that just hit the bullseye right there. It really did. You get one opportunity and what he did with it. And, what a great effort, great moment for him, for his family, for our team. And they see these guys watch, their teammates. They know who has been working all season long and who hasn't. And, who hasn't moped around when their number wasn't called. And so when you saw that reaction after Shane scored, that was genuine, authentic appreciation and love by his teammates for how he goes about his business on a day in and day out basis. So I don't think I need to say any more. Really, that's they love him, and they certainly have a high amount of respect for him.
And then maybe on the lighter side of things, you've earned the number two seed four of the last 5 years, right at a point when the NFL changed its format where you didn't get a bye. I know the answer is probably you can only control what you control, but do you ever think in a moment like, man, anytime in the last 40 years, I'd be sitting home that first playoff week?
Yeah, you kind of think about that just because I was around back then, right? But, you know, hey, however it comes out is the way it's supposed to come out, and we'll be ready to go.
Hey, Sean, I was curious, what went into the decision to have Austin Johnson sit out yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, Austin's done some really good things for us, just really trying to find our best five of the interior of our defensive line and having a chance to kind of circle through those guys and just see how it all fits together as we, you know, move forward here. And we'll do some of that this week as well. Lane, and again, taking a look at some guys inside and seeing again who can help us and in what roles.
And then I was curious, you mentioned that Josh's consecutive start streaks is important to him. What was that conversation kind of like with him? And what does that tell you about him that like that sort of streak matters?
Well, you know, it doesn't surprise me knowing Josh, playing football and playing next to his teammates is very important to him. And knowing Josh, being around him, you see how he competes. You don't see him, you know, inside the walls as much, Lana, but you see how he competes. So you can kind of connect the dots as to why this type of streak is important to him. And his teammates feel the same way about him. So I'm not surprised by it. In the conversation we had, it was rather brief, but it was the first thing that he shared was that was important to him. And so, look, he's going to be well decorated. He's been well decorated to this point and will continue to be well decorated as he moves forward and the honors he'll get, and rightfully so. I think it's pretty cool when this type of stat, if you will, is one of the top things on his mind.
And just one other thing on guys playing on Sunday, someone like James Cook is only so many yards away from 1,000 game, things like that. Is that something you'll also be keeping in mind, or how do you kind of balance that with like wanting to keep guys healthy?
Right. It's a delicate balance. We're trying to be aware of anything and everything under the sun. It is like some of these things are important from a, you know, team organizational standpoint. And then also for guys who have worked so hard to get to, you know, call it, you know, to be just toeing the line on some things right at this point. So we're going to try and be aware of it and do the best we can. But at the end of the day, it's got to be about the team.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.